friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Well, it's time to have some fun and learn about the socket ball. Okay, imagine with me for just a moment that you were playing a game, and as you played that game, you actually produced energy. Does that sound impossible? Well, this could be very possible with the new socket ball, and that's what we're going to be talking all about in today's lesson. So there's a couple things in particular that we would like to discuss. First, the power problem. And second, the empower problem. So friends, make sure you have your magazines because we are about to go have some fun learning about the socket ball. Let's begin.
The socket ball. Turning play into power. Athletes put an enormous amount of energy into playing their sports. And new technology is helping to get that energy back. The power problem. Nearly one-fifth of humanity does not have access to reliable electricity, which increases the likelihood of disease, poverty, and a lower level of education. Observing this problem, Uncharted Play, UP, designed the socket ball and the pulse jump rope that can power lights or charge devices after use. The socket ball has a covered electrical socket on it and can provide 3 hours of LED light after 30 minutes of play.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 likelihood 这个不可数名词。Likelihood 是指可能或可能性。例如 ,the likelihood of these two companies cooperating is minimal because they are long-term competitors. 这两家公司要合作的可能性微乎其微，因为他们是长期的竞争对手。它的形容词是 likely,L-I-K-E-L-Y, 意思是很可能的。例如 ,It's very likely that Frank and Marie will get married in June. Frank 和 Marie 很可能6月就会结婚。接下来我们看的是 pulse 这个名词。pulse 可以指规律的跳动或者是脉冲。例如 ,the patient is unconscious, but his pulse is strong. 这位病人没有意识但是脉搏很强。pulse 在今天的课文中是指有节律的跳动或拍打。例如 ,the music's throbbing pulse make my heart pound really fast. 音乐的强烈的节奏让我的心脏跳得很快。pulse 也指节奏。例如 ,when you go on the subway, you can feel the pulse of the city. 当你去搭地铁的时候你可以感受到这个城市的节奏。
Thank you so much, Michelle. And Rebecca, wouldn't it be great to go play soccer with your friends and then to go back and power your house with that ball.
Hey, let me take a look at that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, this is just a normal ball.
Well, yes, that is just an average soccer ball. However, what if there was something on this soccer ball that you could use to plug into an electrical socket in your house, and then you could call this a socket ball.
Gabe, that is so funny because that's the name of our lesson, the socket ball. You see it right there?
Hey, that's right. This is a great name for this thing. Something that you can use to power your house. It's kind of a fun word right there. Socket is usually spelled S-O-C-K-E-T, those little holes in your wall that give something electricity, right?
Right.
But of course, you see here, it's spelled with two C's, S-O-C-C-K-E-T. It's like a soccer ball and a socket put into one.
That's right. And when you put the soccer ball and the socket into one, you can turn play into power. And that's actually a fun phrase that we would like to talk about, to turn something into something else. If something turns into something else, that means that It becomes different. It changes.
And so one thing maybe has one purpose, mm-hmm. but now it has another purpose. Okay, so for example, you could use this phrase in other ways. Everyone makes mistakes, but you know, you can turn your mistakes into an opportunity to grow or an opportunity to learn. Maybe some people like to live in their van. Maybe you could say they turned their van into a house.
Ooh, that's a great example. Ah, here's one. Well, you know, it was a very hot summer day and I had some ice cubes in the cup. The heat turned the ice cubes into water.
Hmm.
Isn't that incredible? Well, the ice melted, but it did become water.
And of course, as you can see, there are so many ways to use that phrase. Use it in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
But we read here, athletes put an enormous amount of energy into playing their sports. And before we continue with that sentence, let's take a look at this other useful phrase, to put energy into something.
Mm-hmm. When you put energy into something, this just means that you're putting a lot of effort into an activity to make it even better. It might not just be an activity, it might be even a paper or study habits into something.
So for example, here at Studio Classroom, we put a lot of energy and effort into making a good show, a good and educational show. We want to teach you many words and phrases. We put a lot of effort and energy into that.
Okay, here's another example. Gabe, have mm-hmm. you ever been fishing?
Yeah, once.
Okay.
Once when I was 12 years old.
Okay, so a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, my example is, I can tell that John has put a lot of energy into preparing his fish. So, of course, after you go fishing, you have the fish, and then you have to fillet the fish. So you put a lot of energy into preparing that fish.
Well, John put a lot of energy into preparing the fish, and I can tell you, if it's delicious, I will put a lot of energy into eating that fish. But we continue on here learning about the socket ball, okay? We read the rest of the sentence says, new technology is helping to get that energy back. We read, there's a power problem. Nearly one-fifth of humanity does not have access to reliable electricity, which increases the likelihood of disease, poverty, and a lower level of education. And Rebecca, I did not know that electricity was mm-hmm. so closely related to all of these things.
Well, no, I didn't realize it either. I mean, I know if you don't have electricity, it could make life very uncomfortable. You won't have heat, you won't have air conditioning, you won't be able to have some of the things that we take for granted. But I can definitely agree with you, Gabe. I did not realize electricity was this
closely related to like disease and poverty, education. I wonder what else electricity affects. Well, we read here, observing this problem, Uncharted Play, also known as UP, designed the socket ball and the pulse jump rope that can power lights or charge devices after use. So what that means is that if you play for a while or if you use that jump rope for a while, it is powered, it is charged, and it can be used to charge something else.
Right, and of course we see the socket ball has a covered electrical socket on it, just like you were showing us, Gabe. Well, you were trying to show us.
Well, right, this is just a regular socket ball, but yes, it can be used to plug into a wall, right? Well, friends, we do have more to learn right after Sing
It
Out.
Sing it out.
Well, there you are, Ben. And why are you so out of breath?
I was just playing a sport, and it was so much fun.
Well, that's great, but you need to be in here because we need to save power, Ben, and the lights are already on.
Actually, I got that all taken care of.
What?
Yeah, the sport I was playing was actually powering this building.
What?
Yeah!
No. You can either play a sport or you can power a building.
Not anymore. Nowadays, you can play and turn the play into power.
Whoa. You can turn play into power?
That's right.
I feel a song coming on, Ben.
Me too.
How does it go?
It goes like this. Turn play to power.
get in on this.
Turn play into power. Give your friends a call. Power your house for an hour after playing soccer ball.
That's so cool, man. So what kind of things can power your house?
Well, you know, soccer ball is one of them.
A soccer ball.
Kick the soccer ball around, and actually only 30 minutes of soccer ball can power your house for about 3 hours.
Whoa, so not just 1 hour, but 3 hours?
Yeah, but you only need 10 minutes to power it for an hour.
That's right.
Turn play into power. Give your friends a call. For an hour after playing soccer ball.
You know what? That's not the only thing that can power your house. According to our lesson, we also learn about other things like a jump rope. Can you imagine doing your exercise with a jump rope and then plugging it in? You can power your house with your jump rope.
That's pretty cool.
It is so cool. Here we go.
Turn play into power.
You're playing soccer ball, you can be listening to some
Sing It Out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the soccer ball. Well, of course, right here, this soccer ball is just a normal, regular soccer ball. But imagine for just a moment, if we could actually turn play into power. That is, what if we spent hours playing soccer and then we were able to take that soccer ball and use it to produce electricity? Does that sound impossible? Well, it might not be as impossible as one might think. Well, friends, let's continue learning about the soccer ball.
The soccer ball. The empower problem. UP founder Jessica Matthews sees a problem beyond the supply of electricity. She says the world lacks a supply of ideas. Our goal is to use play as a tool to disarm those who would be intimidated and help inspire invention. Young Josiah from Nigeria demonstrated their success by building bigger and brighter lamps for the soccer ball to power. The ball still needs improvement, but Uncharted Play is committed to perfecting it and realizing more ideas. It won't be long before basketballs and skateboards will be generating electricity as well.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 intimidate 这个动词 T-I-M 这个字根有胆怯的意思，所以 intimidate 是指恐吓或威吓。例如 The robbers used fake guns to intimidate the clerks and customers at the bank. 这些强盗用假枪来吓唬银行行员及顾客。或者是 The boy was intimidated by the bullies and gave them all his money. 这个男孩被这些恶霸恐吓就把所有的钱都给了他们。最后我们看的是 generate 这个动词 G-E-N-E-R 这个字根有生产的意思，所以 generate 在这里是指产生能量。例如 The waterfall can generate electricity for thousands of households. 这个瀑布可以产生供应几千户家庭使用的电力。如果去掉字尾的 E 加上 O-R 这个字尾， generator 就是指发电机。例如 The hospital is equipped with generators in case of power shutdowns.这家医院有发电机的设备以预防停电。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, let's learn about the empower problem here. We learned about the power problem earlier, that there is not enough reliable electricity in the world. Now we're learning about the empower problem. And when you empower someone, that means you are giving them power or confidence in some way.
Right. And so we read, UP founder Jessica Matthews sees a problem beyond the supply of electricity. She says the world lacks a supply of ideas. Our goal, she says, is to use play as a tool to disarm those who would be intimidated and help inspire invention.
Mm-hmm. So, apparently, people are afraid of maybe trying new things. And so she thinks, well, maybe if they can just play with something, that could do something good for something else. Playing with a soccer ball could power your house, right? This might inspire people who are intimidated or scared of maybe inventing something new to just get out and do it. Go and do something that can help our world.
And let's jump down to the next sentence. We read, the ball still needs improvement, but Uncharted Play is committed to perfecting it and realizing more ideas. Let's talk about this phrase, needs improvement. If something needs improvement, that means that it still could be better. It's not quite perfect. As a matter of fact, Gabe, I have a great example.
I am looking
right
forward
here.
To your example.
Right here, yes.
That looks delicious.
Oh, yeah. Those spring rolls, they look very good, but the taste needs some improvement.
Oh.
Yeah, so you might not want to try them yet.
Right. Well, if they need improvement, I will try them later.
Later.
After they've been improved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, friends, let's continue here, learning about something else in our next sentence. It won't be long before basketballs and skateboards will be generating electricity as well. It won't be long before. That means it won't be much time before. And it won't be long before we need to join Steve and Ken in the info cloud. As a matter of fact, we need to join them right now as they discuss this idea of gerunds. Listen closely as they talk about the phrase to look forward to something. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the info cloud.
Hello, friends. Which of the following is correct? I look forward to meet you, or I look forward to meeting you.
The answer is, I look forward to meeting you. Now, some of you may wonder why this is, since we do say, I want to meet you, or I expect to meet you.
Yes. Well, the key here is that look forward to is a special structure that we cannot break apart. That too does not belong to an infinitive. It's a preposition.
And this structure, look forward to, is always followed by a direct object, which can either be a noun or a gerund. For example, I look forward to our dinner. Dinner is a noun.
Likewise, we should say, I look forward to meeting you. Meeting is a gerund, which is a type of noun.
Okay, besides look forward to, there's also a similar structure, be committed to, which should also be followed by a direct object.
So, the same thing. The direct object can be a noun. John is committed to the mission. Or, using a gerund, John is committed to completing the mission.
无论是写信或是一般口语，我们常常都会用到 look forward to 期待什么，但很多人常常用错，写成 look forward to see you 或是 look forward to meet you， 因为他们直觉认为在 look forward to 这个片语的 to 后面应该接原形动词，就好像 I want to see you， I want to meet you 一样。其实 look forward to 是一种惯用语，也就是说。 这三个字原本就是一组，不可以拆开把 to 拿去接原形动词。这里的 to 其实是介系词，所以 look forward to 后面只能够接名词。如果遇到要接动词的时候，就要加 ing 变成 动名词才行。例如 I look forward to the trip， 我很期待这趟旅行。 trip 是名词。 I look forward to going on the trip， going 是动名词。同样的 be committed to， 献身投入也是一个惯用语， to 是个介系词，不是不定词，因此 be committed to 后面也得接名词或动名词。比如说 John is committed to the mission， 或是 John is committed to completing the mission， completing 是动名词。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey man, do you want to play some soccer?
But it's getting late. It's going to be dark soon.
Exactly. That's why we have to play.
What? I don't understand.
You see, this is my socket ball.
You mean soccer ball?
No. Socket ball. It has a covered electrical socket on it.
An electric soccer ball?
Yeah, kind of. After 30 minutes of play, it can provide 3 hours of LED light.
Wow, a soccer ball that gives energy back?
Yeah. It was designed by Uncharted Play, or UP. They also have a jump rope called the Pulse.
Jumping creates energy too.
Of course. The UP founder sees a problem beyond the supply of energy.
What problem is that?
She says the world lacks a supply of ideas.
Maybe using play to supply electricity will help inspire other inventions.
Yeah. Someone else already demonstrated success by building bigger and brighter lamps.
Great. How about maybe we can think of some new ideas?
Yeah. Like what? Like what new ideas?
How about basketballs generating electricity? Or skateboards?
Yeah, we can think of lots of new ideas. But first, let's play soccer.
Too late. Now it's too dark.
Aww.
Well, it has been an interesting lesson here today, and I look forward to our next one as well.
Me too. So we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Why don't we use the ball?